The Bible Calendar. 1260 is a very important number in the books of Daniel and Revelation. It is mentioned as a time, times, and half a time, or dividing of time, and 42 months, and 1,260 days. Its meaning is simple. The Bible month has exactly 30 days, and the Bible year has exactly 360 days. In Genesis 7 and 8, we learn that 150 days are counted from the 17th day of the second month to the 17th day of the seventh month, requiring exactly 30 days to a month. A season in Scripture is 3 months, or 90 days. A time is 12 months of 30 days each, 360 days. Times, dual number in Hebrew and Greek, are twice 360 or 720 days. Therefore, half a time is 180 days. A time times and half a time is 1260 days or 3.5 years. Accordingly, 7 times in Daniel 4 is exactly 7 years, 2520 days. Study Daniel 12:7 and 4:16 and 25. But questions arise. Why is our year 365 days long? Why do we have leap year every 4 years? Scientists have found that the length of our solar year is 365 days, 5 hours and 48 minutes, and 46 or 48 seconds long. Therefore, one extra day must be added every 4 years so that one day is added to February, the shortest month. As noted above, up to the time of Noah's flood, the year was 360 days long, 30 days to the month. Sometime after the flood, it is not known exactly when, the earth's path around the sun became oblong, that is, longer than broad, like traveling around an egg. That fact accounts for our calendar year being longer than the biblical calendar year. Doubtless, originally, that path was a perfect circle. Question: what caused that change? Answer: Satan is the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Rebellion against God, the rebellion of the devil and of men, caused that change. When Jesus Christ shall become universal ruler and Satan is hurled into hell, and the two wild beasts of Revelation 13 are cast into the lake of fire, the calendar year will be exactly 360 days long. The earth's path around the sun will be a perfect circle. About 606 BC, God gave world dominion to the Gentiles. That was the beginning of the period called the Times of the Gentiles, Luke 21:24. That year, Nebuchadnezzar became king of the Babylonian Empire. The Lord said, "And now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beasts of the field have I given him also to serve him, and all nations shall serve him, and his son's son, until the very time of his land come, and then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him." Jeremiah 27 verses 6 and 7. The 10 tribes of Israel had been taken captive into Assyria nearly 100 years before that. In 606 BC, the kingdom of Judah, the 2 tribes, was carried as captive into Babylon. The entire nation of Israel will be subject to Gentile dominion until the Lord comes to inaugurate his millennial reign and deliver them nationally. The 4 beasts of Daniel 7 symbolize that whole period of Gentile reign. The lion figures Babylon, 606 to 536 BC. The bear figures Medo-Persia, 536 to 334 BC. The leopard figures Greece, 334 to 31 BC. The dreadful, terrible beast figures the Roman Empire, 31 BC to 638 AD. In scriptural figures, the entire time of Gentile rule is 2520 years. Therefore, that period should, according to Bible figures, have ended in 1914. Many believers have hoped it would and were expecting the Lord to come and catch us away. Why did he not come then? For these reasons, our reckoning by 2,520 years is according to the scripture calendar of 360 days to a year. But we live in Gentile times when the years are 5 1/4 days longer. If we compute the time by our calendar or solar measurement, that period should end about 1950. How is that? 5 1/4 times 2,520 equals 13,230. Dividing that number, 13,230, by 365 1/4 equals 36 4/5 years. 1914 plus 36 equals 1950. On what ground may we calculate thus? It is an established fact that the 69 weeks or 483 prophetic years of Daniel 9:24-25 reach from 445 BC. Artaxerxes' command to Nehemiah, Nehemiah 2, to 33 AD, the death of Christ. However, by the Bible calendar, the crucifixion should have occurred 7 years earlier. But by converting the Bible years into the equivalent number of our calendar years, the time according to our current calendar, we arrive at 33 AD. This reckoning also proves that 33 AD is the correct date of the death of Christ. Other supposed earlier dates throw the calculations out of commission entirely. Jesus Christ was not born 4 years BC, as some men claim. Furthermore, all time measurements in the study of Bible prophecy must be computed according to the rule of 30 days to a month and 360 days to a year. The figures in Daniel and in Revelation demand this. Then they must be adapted to our times by transposing the years of 360 days each into the equivalent number of solar years of 365 1/4 days to a year, because the earth travels 5 1/4 days slower around the sun than it should. We should not be surprised at this. God made the sun stand still a whole day that Joshua might gain a victory over his foes. For King Hezekiah, God also lengthened the day by 10 degrees, or 40 minutes. And we read that the God of heaven changes times and seasons, Daniel 2:21. Thus, it becomes evident why the Lord did not come as soon as we expected him. It is interesting to read that the Holy Spirit anticipated this disappointment. Hence, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry." Hebrews 10, verses 35-37. "Oh," you exclaim, "that was written to Israel." Exactly so, but if the coming to them is delayed, is it not a delay to the church also? The stretching out of Gentile times postpones the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ, and thus the resurrection and translation of the body of Christ are pushed forward. "Are you not setting dates?" cries one, especially he who claims that the church must go through the tribulation period. We answer by asking, "Does he not thus set a date?" We are not setting dates, we are simply naming dates already set in the scriptures. The prophetic reckoning of Daniel's 70 weeks or 490 years by prophecy students has been proven correct. Daniel 9:27 only awaits fulfillment. Why may we not expect the other figures to be fulfilled? We are not saying that 1950 AD will absolutely be the end of Gentile times, but the fulfillments of prophecies and the religious and international conditions of the world point approximately to that date. What prophecies have not been fulfilled? Everything, every present providence, urges us to be ready for Christ's coming. Jesus says to Israel, "Watch, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man will come." To the church, the Spirit says, "Unto them that look for him, to them that love his appearing, to them that keep the word of my patience, he will come." The Thessalonians turn to God from idols to wait not for the tribulation time, but for his Son from heaven. It is not stated how long before the end of this age that Christ may come for the first rank overcomers. Unto those who believed the prophecies and looked for the Messiah, like Simeon and the prophetess Anna, Jesus came. To such folk he will come again. The thrilling announcement throughout the book of Revelation is, "Behold, I come quickly." This is repeated 4 times, Revelation 3:11, Revelation 22:7, and 12 and 20. Finally, he exclaims, "Surely I come quickly," Revelation 22:20. To the Philadelphia saints he added, "Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown," Revelation 3:11.